I took it, and then I looked at my friend and went, uh-oh.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had
welcome back to...
You just asked me if I needed to pee like I'm a five-year-old. Do you need to pee? You're okay? Can we start now?
Listen, you're a dick. Let me tell you why you're a dick. I'm just asking. We got another hour to go here. So I'm like, do you need to release any fluids you haven't done so since you arrived? Maybe I give a shit. Maybe I'm not that a fucking dick.
So weird. You need to pee? What? Yes, I'm 34. 34? Yeah, I'm 34.
You're not asking for permission. I'm just saying, do you need to go before I start the fucking show? Why do you gotta be such a fucking dick?
STFU.
The show where we read news stories, we talk shit, and then we keep it.
Strictly Platonic.
I'm your host with the most motherfucking...
skin tags. Nice.
Relevant. Mr. Old School, along with his...
Charlie.
Whoa. Whoa, calm down, buddy. His platonic partner in crime, her motherfucking name is motherfucking...
Charlie.
That's what her name is.
Yep.
How you doing, man?
What's up? Long time no see, long no time. Speak.
So fucking long
I'm
time.
Eating 1 week old Pringles.
She's drinking 1 week beer, eating 1 week Pringles. Mm-hmm. She hasn't peed in a week. That's why I asked if she needed to pee. It's been a fucking week. She's like a fucking camel. I'm just being considerate.
So true.
No, I don't gotta pee. You don't need to tell me what to do. I'm an independent woman. Hashtag fuck you. Hashtag don't tell me what to do. Hashtag woman. Women. Put a ring on it. What?
You're screaming.
Why am I screaming? What are you...
You're asking me that?
Why are you making me emote this rage? Why are you making me emote this feeling? Ow. You crazy chick.
Crazy motherfucker. I'm fine. You?
What? I'm doing well. Charlie, what do you do? What? Hi.
Hi.
What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Wow, we're getting right into it. What about sponsors and shit?
We have a sponsor. Holy shit. My bad. How could I have forgotten...
Yeah, tell this me about sponsor. It. It's because I had the papers, so it's,
crunch,
you know.
Crunch. Here are the papers. Charlie, who's the sponsor this week?
The sponsor this week is Shake It Till You Bleed.
Shake it till you bleed. Working out those arms. Working out those calves. Home exercise.
Oh, nice.
For you, USA. All the way. Shake it till you bleed. .com. Shake It Till You Bleed is a home DVD exercise, also still available on VHS, because we know we got people out there with those VHS players.
So true.
Shake It Till You Bleed, coming with those four VHS tapes from world-renowned exercise artist Tony Tingle.
No way. Tony Tingle's
huge
on the DVD?
Huge fan of Tony Tingle. I'm telling you, I've been waiting for years for this.
Oh, my God.
Ever since I owned a DVD player, Tony Tingle has been in my mind. This guy...
Tingling away.
Tingling in all my receptors and all my neurons firing away, tingling away, looking for Tony Tingle. I've just been a fat piece of shit all my life. I know that Tony Tingle can set me right. Shake it till you fucking bleed. We got... It comes with... Now, just week only. If you order right now.
Yeah.
This week only, you get 5-pound dumbbells. You get those, like... rubber straps, you get all the fucking equipment, you're all set. You could do it from the comfort of your home, because we all know you're all lazy pieces of shit.
For sure.
I'm a lazy piece of shit. You're a lazy piece of shit. Charlie's a lazy piece of fucking shit. We're all pieces of shit. We're all lazy pieces of fucking shit.
But I like it.
We could be lazy pieces of shit as long as you have a DVD player, as long as you have a mat, as long as you have a will.
I think there's something else also that you get for free, don't you?
Yeah, speaking of that... It's great you mentioned that, because right in front of me is a coupon. Is a coupon for TonyTingle.com. So if you're one of those rare few people, maybe two people in the world, that don't own VHS players anymore, or
who
don't
doesn't own a VHS? That's
I
so
know.
Weird.
Who the fuck? What's wrong with you? Who doesn't go to Blockbuster? But seriously, TonyTingle.com is for all those fucking millennial pieces of shit who don't want to fucking open up their VHS player and do rewind like everybody else in the fucking world. It's an app. It's an iPhone app, TonyTingle.com. Whoa. You get, but it's a paper coupon. You got to type in the paper code. It's this, the coupon, the code is paper. It's actually, the coupon is actually paper. I'm just
type in the paper code.
I'm totally giving it away. But if you want to have the iPhone app as well, TonyTingle.com, this guy will motivate you, will set you right, will give you all the tools you need to shake it till you bleed. Yeah. .com. Put STFUpromo.com, STFUpromo in the .com right now for 10% off your first and last order.
First and last
order. It's the only order you need, motherfuckers.
Yay.
Shake it till you bleed, motherfuckers.
All right, hi.
Say hey.
Hi.
How are you? How you doing, man?
How's it going?
How the fuck? What's going on with
How's
you?
How's it going?
Hey. So,
before you get into the questions and stuff.
Stuff.
I went to a funeral last weekend.
Best thing to bring up during a comedy podcast.
Let's talk about death.
Go for it.
I went to a funeral, but death. A little bit of a weird thing happened, and I didn't know really how to act.
Hold on. Everybody kept it in their pants, right? Okay, good.
Okay.
So we were
at the wake. So funerals work like this. You have a wake for a couple of days.
Stay woke.
Did you just say that? Did you honestly just say that?
You just said it.
So you have a wake for like two or three times.
So basically you walk in, you're like, my bad.
Yeah, which is so weird.
Sorry, condolences.
I mean, I get it, but I'm the type of person that needs to include other people in the conversation. If there's somebody, like, let's say you're at a party and I see that there's somebody is shy or is not talking to anybody.
You'll bring them in.
I'll bring them in all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A dead body.
How do you bring them in?
Okay, so weird. Because the dead body's there, open casket.
You're looking at him, dead.
You're looking at it.
Thing's dead.
Everybody's talking around it, but nobody's turned towards the dead body.
Well, you can't really include the dead body in
the
conversation.
I'm telling you, I found myself always wanting to, like,
bring the dead body back?
Always try to, like, include the dead body in the conversation.
Hey, did you? Hey,
it was weird.
Speaking of dead people.
It was weird.
I think that's a you thing.
I would 100% close the casket. Just don't have the conversation piece there.
Just don't look
Anyways,
at it then.
So.
Okay.
So dead body's there. The son, it was the grandmother that died.
R.I.P.
It's fine. It's
okay. Respect.
Ponytail's grandmother.
Okay. R.I.P. Ponytail's grandmother.
96 years old.
Lived
Long
a great life.
Life. Long life.
Awesome.
The son. So Ponytail's uncle came over to us and said that he saw her four times already.
Fuck you. You motherfucker. I told you once. I've told you twice. Third time. I don't like ghost shit. Freaks me the fuck out.
So his sister.
So she keeps talking.
So, no, his
you
sister's...
understand. But do you understand?
I'm going to tell you my thought process.
Anxiety.
I'm going to tell you how my thought
anxiety's
process.
Flaring right now.
That's
anxiety.
Fine.
That's fine. Whatever. Who cares? Fuck his anxiety. Fuck what he thinks.
So.
Okay.
Little sister's obviously freaking out.
Yeah.
She's like, I haven't slept in 4 days because he told us that. So. Well, 96 years old, she's like the fiercest woman ever. She would just speak her mind. She told off one of the cousin's boyfriends once at Christmas. It was the best day of my life, okay?
So this is like, for you, it's like a soul that you can relate to.
Yeah.
Because you're a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
I was like, don't worry. That can't be true. He's a drunk also. I was like, it can't be true because she has a fulfilled life. There's no way
There's
she has unfinished.
Back. Yeah, she.
No
she,
way she has unfinished.
She's
business.
Held nothing back.
No way.
Okay.
No way she has unfinished business. Mm. So it must be something else.
Okay.
But it was pretty funny that he said that. I bet that happens a lot.
Like he saw her four times.
Yeah.
And he's sure of it. Like he's convinced.
Yeah.
He's convinced he saw the ghost of
his mother.
Was she saying anything? Was she doing anything? Was he specific?
Don't know, actually. I didn't ask.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I know. But he felt very serene. As in, it's fine.
So comforting.
He
found comfort. Because for me, to see a dead body, I would freak the fuck out. I wouldn't be comfortable seek comfort in seeing a fucking boogada 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 boogada. You know what I mean?
I'm sure she wasn't going boogada 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 boogada.
Oh, well, she was Italian. She's a boogada 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 boogada.
Pasta sauce.
Pasta. Da fagiola. Pasta fagiola. That's a fifaloom.
It's a fifaloom.
The fucking fifaloom. Boogada boogada boogada.
But isn't that funny? That's, I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to sleep now. Thanks, asshole. But it's fucked up.
Those things are also super awkward.
Well, my mom saw my stepdad apparently a bunch of times.
God. In her sleep.
No, like woke.
Woke.
Woke. She still stayed woke. No, but she's a lucid dreamer.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, yeah, he was at the foot of the bedroom. And like,
okay. So she
what?
Was. What? She was, what's the word I used last time?
The paralyzed thing?
Yeah.
She wasn't. She just woke up, saw him. I don't know. But did I tell you all that other thing? I don't know if this is true.
Gee, I wonder if it's true. Okay, go ahead. Take a sip of your beer.
So this is what I'm told happened.
Okay.
I was 7 years old.
Okay.
My mom walks in.
Where?
The house. She was working.
Okay.
Like I was at home alone, like 8 years old or something, whatever. Anyways, she comes in. I had a massive fever.
Okay.
Super high. I wake up. I start bawling. She's like, why are you bawling? Why are you, this is why are you bawling? She's like, why are you crying?
Why are you bawling, you eight-year-old child? Why are you bawling,
fucking pussy? Why are you upset? I said, I'm upset because my brother's wife's going to have a miscarriage, and the second child's going to stay alive. The first one's going to die. It happened.
Yeah.
I apparently predicted that. I think she was just pregnant at the time. I predicted the miscarriage and the birth of the second child, apparently.
Okay. I believe it.
That's fucking insane.
Every time I speak to my mom and it has to do anything to do related to like death or sickness, she always starts the sentence with, so Auntie had a dream. Always. It's like, Auntie had a dream.
And then you're like, and then this happened. Shit.
And I'm like, oh no, who died? When my grandmother, my dad's mother died, so paternal grandmother died.
Right.
She was 96 years old and she's like, I had a dream that there was a bunch of zombies and then they formed the 96.
Okay, yeah.
And then they came over and then they reached out for me and then I woke up. And then my grandmother died in 96.
What the fuck?
And there's other stories. Every time there's an aunt or a grandmother that died,
yeah,
there's always a dream attached to
That's
it.
Fucked up.
So you saying that prediction, I'm like, yeah.
You know, there's got to be some. There's got to be something that we don't control. We don't know what we're doing.
Listen, yeah. When the towers fell.
Hold on, what?
The towers, the New York
Towers.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. I mean, I'm just like, what?
That morning.
Yeah.
That night, I dreamt that there was a bird that fell into a tower. Like there were two towers.
Yeah.
And a bird fell into it and they crumbled or something like that. And I woke up, turned on the TV and, you know, 9/11 was happening.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But
do you believe that you have power?
Well, no. It's probably like I heard it on the radio while I was sleeping. The alarm went off.
Right.
I heard it.
Right.
And it just like manifested in my brain. Whatever, but yeah.
That whole stabbing in the back thing that I told you the other day.
Yeah. Well, that's physical pain. That's
dream
normal.
Dream reader.
That's not a prediction. That was actually happening.
Like, this fucking hurts. What are you doing? Why is somebody stabbing me in the fucking back? What do I sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, I know. Well.
There you go.
But those things are weird. I just want to get cremated and just thrown in the ocean. Fuck it. Forget about it.
Fuck it. Whee! See ya. Uh-huh. Fuck you, die.
Fuck you, die. Fuck I'm already dead.
Fuck you, die. What's the drunkest you've ever been? Because
okay.
We know my drunk story. It was with the work thing and I fucking woke up in a bathtub. I was naked. And
the drunkest I've ever been.
What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Is one night we were going clubbing at a Unz place. And we went to pre-drink.
Peel Pub?
No, we went to pre-drink at somebody's house.
Okay. Ooh, somebody's house.
Yeah, and we were drinking vodka shots.
Ooh, shit.
And all I remember...
Shit's got real.
All I remember is taking the last vodka shot. Taking it.
Oh, sorry. Cockfu.
Cockfu. Taking it.
Yeah.
And I didn't taste it.
Ooh.
So I went, take it.
Uh-oh. Did you say like, oh, take it, take it, whoops.
I took it and then I looked at my friend and went, uh-oh. And then I remember just nothing.
Okay.
Black.
The whole night?
Blackout. And then I remember stumbling in his house, trying to look for a bathroom.
Your friend?
Me.
You're stumbling in your own house?
No, and the person's house. I didn't even know the guy.
Oh, you didn't even leave the...
No, I didn't even leave for
the... You didn't leave the house.
Yet. Wow. I didn't even leave yet. Okay. It was like 7 o'clock. I was stumbling in the house looking for a bathroom, but it wasn't my house, so I didn't know where the bathroom was.
Oh.
I burst into a bedroom.
Oh, fuck.
And one of my friends, was making out with somebody's brother.
Okay.
Like her boyfriend's brother.
Ooh,
it was like
fuck.
Something.
Whoops.
And then I just looked at them and puked on the floor. In the bedroom.
That's amazing.
I looked at them.
That's
I stared at it.
And
puked on the ground.
Okay.
And then I remember being on the back balcony with my friend Samantha going like, I'm fucking. I'm
fuck it.
I'm
no, fucked.
I can't. And I was fucking drunk as hell.
Done.
Yeah.
Fucking done.
Yeah. That was like, that's my horror story.
Holy shit. You didn't even make it out the house.
No, no, we didn't even make it to Laboom.
Holy shit.
No.
Wow.
I think I got home, it was like 9. Like a loser.
That's okay.
Yeah. Never again.
Did I tell you I started doing CrossFit?
I thought you were going to say crack.
Crack?
I started doing crack, did I tell you?
Yeah. Great for weight loss.
That's gross. Great.
Well, I'm not the whole CrossFit, like dealing with a CrossFit trainer.
Okay.
My sister's friends, she's certified CrossFit.
Ugh.
I don't know what that is. Let's do it. She's like, okay, here we go. Drop down and fucking do this. I'm like, not possible. I'll see what I can do. I dropped down. I somehow got up. I'm like, that's all you're getting. And then she's like, squat, 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 squat.
Oh my God.
So at the end of it, I couldn't even get up her stairs because she does like a little training session in her basement.
Yeah.
And she loans you like home equipment. So I have these bars, dumbbells, fucking.
That's good that she loans you things.
Oh, she's great. Yeah, yeah. Dumbbells, bars, and the kettlebells.
Hmm.
So I'm doing that stuff. Anyway, but that first day, I was fucking dead. I couldn't even walk up her stairs.
I know a couple of people that are so obsessed with it that go to like competitions in California just to watch the competitions. Yeah.
I just wanted to walk up the stairs. If I, you know? So I got in the car. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?
That's
2 days,
crazy.
I could barely walk. I was getting out of bed. I couldn't even wipe my ass. Like, I was trying to shit. I was trying to get down to shit. And it was like this thing, I'm like bracing on the sink. I'm like,
That's terrible.
It was the worst feeling in the world. But I went back this week and I was better.
Okay, good.
I'm getting there. But I'm not doing her crazy CrossFit shit. Listen, I could do some of it. I'm getting there. But I was doing the squats and doing the dumbbell, tricep, bicep, fucking pull up, fucking squat. This. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
So you're going to stick to it?
I'm sticking to it.
What?
Yeah, man. I'm getting there. I'm doing that kind of muscular whatever 5 times a week. Doing the walking. Doing the fasting.
All right.
Kicking some ass.
Sure.
But fuck. Everybody who's ever started that one exercise program, you haven't worked out in a while. Holy shit.
Yes.
That body's like, oh, what the fuck are you doing?
Ugh. The next day you're like, worst. Oh, I'm fine. La, 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 la.
2 days later?
2 days later, dead. You're dead.
Fucking dead.
All right.
I've been meaning to ask you this for like a month, but we kept on because we had the Sauce Wars. You won the Sauce
Wars.
Which
I win.
Fuck you. You won the Sauce Wars. We had the Sauce Wars. We had different people over.
Okay.
So I wanted to get into, we were talking about like 2 shows ago about this because.
Okay. Because
we know you play, for both sides, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool. It's cool that you're open about it. It's cool that you're doing it. I support you. Okay. Whatever you like to do. Or
spill it.
Or whomever you like to do.
Spill it.
We support you. So, I was always curious, what kind of chick are you into? And I got a part two question. And on the female side, what attracts you?
It's hard to answer because I think it's a question of attitude.
Okay, so it's not looks for you in the female
not
side.
Not necessarily, but even on the guy side, it's not about looks.
Really?
If it's like Tinder, as if you need to go with looks.
Right.
I would pick that guy. I would pick a small girl.
Smaller girl?
Small.
Okay, shorter than you. This is interesting.
No, she doesn't have to be shorter.
This is interesting now. Because on the guy side, usually women like taller guys, right?
No, she doesn't have to be shorter.
So on the female side, does it have to be a taller girl?
Same size as me.
Same size or taller?
5'3", 5'5".
Okay, but like 5'9", it's an out? Oof. Oh, interesting.
She has to be like really
pretty. This is
pretty.
I'm totally like interested
in
this.
I don't like guys that are 5, like that are 6 feet.
Okay, you like shorter guys,
yeah,
right?
Like 5'10".
5'10", 5'9", whatever, okay.
Yeah.
So for women, same thing? Or women you like same size as you?
Same size as me.
Or shorter, okay?
I don't know.
It's a no, eh? So it's got to be between... Okay, so if it's a taller girl, it's a no.
Yeah, no.
I'm super curious.
On the girl side, it's more like...
It's got to be an equal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be an equal. So not a lot of makeup, if any.
So just somebody who takes... So yeah, naturally beautiful, but doesn't need to go fucking crazy.
Yeah, I say like long hair, pretty, obviously, but petite.
Interesting.
But I've met a few girls that look like a guy that like had short hair,
yeah.
But their confidence level was so high that it was like hot automatically.
You're interested in them because of their personality.
Just because of their personality. In Portugal, there was one girl that was there, totally 100% not my type, but her confidence was like... just drawing people in.
Her personality drew you in.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And she's like short hair.
Yeah.
Blonde, bleached.
Was she beautiful though?
She looked normal.
Does she look mad? Like, would I be attracted to her?
You know what she looked like? We compared her to? She looked like Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah. She looked like exactly like Justin Bieber, but girl version.
Girl Bieber.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's hard to say. For me, it's personality.
On the female side, it's all personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a hypothetical for you.
Okay, go.
And I'm curious if you've ever had this happen to you.
Chips. Yeah.
Okay. So, while you're chipping away. Okay. Have you ever had an issue where you and a guy were both attracted to a female? And if you
issue?
Were... Well, not an issue, but a scenario. Let me throw a scenario at you. Where both you and a male friend or acquaintance or coworker or whatever were both interested in the same girl. And if you were, and you knew she was into women too...
She'd go for the women.
Would you back off?
But she would go for the women. I would win.
No, but for your friend, like, would you back off?
Yeah, I don't care enough.
No, you would back off? Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Both you and a guy were in... Oh, really?
My work husband.
Okay, yeah,
I call him. My work husband. He's a wedding photographer and we're like super good friends, chummy.
Yeah,
and we talk about like sex and relationships all the time. And every time he sees a good looking girl, he's like, would you do her?
Would you do her?
Do you like her?
Do it?
Yeah. So it happens a lot. But I mean, I don't care enough. If the guy says like, I want to date her or something, like I'm going to go and hit on her, I'll be like, go. I don't care.
Like, you back off.
Even if it's like a girl that with a guy, like, oh, that guy's so hot. And I'll be like, yeah, he's pretty hot. I'll be like, I'm going to go hit on him. And I'll be like, okay, go. I don't care enough.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
You back off.
Yeah, there's like 1,000,000,000 more.
For sure.
Care.
There's so many guys, so many people. I was just curious.
What's happened? And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I can 100% tell if a girl is into girls.
Okay.
There's a vibe.
What's the gay vibe?
I have the gay vibe.
What's the vibe?
I don't know what it is.
The gay vibe.
I don't know what it is.
You just know.
I just know. Every time I see a picture of a girl, I can tell if she sleeps with girls.
Okay, don't tell me any names, but are there any women in my inner circle that I would not know they'd be into other girls? No. Or any that we both commonly know that I would be like, oh, she's into girls too?
Mm-mm.
No, okay, no.
No.
I'm just curious.
No. Talk about like people I meet at like conferences and stuff.
Okay, yeah. I get you, you get me, we get each other. Let's fucking...
There's a vibe. The gay vibe is real. The gay vibe is real. Okay, I have a hypothetical question.
Go for it.
And you have to be honest.
Always.
If Jurassic Park was real, would you ever go?
Nope.
Never?
Zero. Nope.
Like, you know that like in the middle of the ocean
near
Montreal, there's a Jurassic Park.
Zero.
You'd be like, nah.
Do you know me? I'm a pretty low risk guy.
What if there's only Asian girls that are allowed to work there?
Okay, how close am I to the dinosaurs? How close?
It's like Jurassic Park. It's like a cage.
Probably not. Nope.
No.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough because knowing like what
really,
would happen.
It'd be really, really hard not to go and see it.
Nah, I'm good.
I wouldn't want to go either, but
I'm
it'd
good.
Be really hard
nah,
not to
I'm
go.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
I think I would be able.
I do not do any risky stuff. Zero. Zero. I hedge my bets. Everything's a calculated risk. And if it goes over a certain number... I'll watch it on TV. Thanks. No, thanks.
Fine. Okay, well, what would the park have to be for you to go and see it? Asian girls.
All Asian girls. No, I'd need miles of like bulletproof glass. I'll give you an example.
Miles.
I'll give you the best example, okay?
Okay.
And this, we're going to bring it to something that all these listeners are followers of as professional wrestling, okay?
Okay.
So we go to independent wrestling shows, like the smaller wrestling shows, and I'm the guy.
I know what that means, yes.
Just make sure, just make sure. When I go, I line up to go in the back row. I will go in the worst seat in the house.
Why?
I'll tell you why. It's a great question. The second they hit the guardrail, they go over, I bolt out of there. I do not like being part of the show. I do not want to be part of the action. Have a guy hit me, throw something at me. I'm in the last row in the second. Carp, and that can attest to this. The second the guy goes over the guardrail, I bolt for the fuck. I'm out of there. Gone.
What?
Gone.
What are you afraid is going to happen?
One of our friends got hit in the head with a wooden stool. Do you know about that?
Duke? With a wooden stool?
Duke got busted open at an indie show.
Duke can't move. He, like, you can. You can
valid
protect
point.
Yourself.
Valid point. But why... get near the show, because sometimes they'll do these spots or these moves.
It's very rare that it happens.
At the local indie show in wrestling, in Montreal wrestling, they always jump over and start beating each other in the crowd. I'm like, fuck this. Worst row in the house. I'm the only guy to line up to go in the worst. I will go in the worst seat. Remember the commentators asking me, like, do you want to move up? And I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. Worst seat in the house. I'm good.
Why even go then?
I'm enjoying the show from a distance. From a distance. Enjoying the show.
That is so weird.
I hedge my bets.
I mean, I don't like attention either, as in, like, I don't want to be in it. But
I've never broken a bone.
I just remembered something. Okay, go.
Never broken a bone. Never had a major injury.
Me neither.
Okay. That's weird. I would have thought you had broken a bone.
No.
You seem like a bone-breaking type.
No, never.
I like a lot of bones.
Knock on wood.
There you go. Knock, 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 knock.
No, never did anything.
So I'm a pretty low-risk guy. So no, I fucked Jurassic Park. I'm not going there.
Not fuck for Jurassic Park.
Fuck those dinosaurs.
You know what I did last weekend? Last week?
What'd you do?
I was on a TV segment on TV, but in December I'm going to be in TV, but I recorded it last week.
Oh, we talking about the brainstorm we had in my car?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Where I was a cone.
Amazing.
A construction cone. And I was talking about my life.
It's amazing. It was such a cool idea. We were talking about this idea because we were in the car, came back from a movie.
Yeah.
I'm doing this TV segment. I don't know what to do it on. It's got
to
be like
a monologue.
Like a monologue on Montreal stuff. And it can't be political or like, it's got to be
controversial.
Funny. Controversial. It can't be controversial, political, whatever. What's the thing everybody knows the most? It's fucking cones. It's these orange cones for the construction. There are all this construction all over the city. And I remember that you
guys
dressed
up. Our city is known for cones. It makes
ridiculous.
No sense.
So many fucking orange cones all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So I remember you dressed up as a cone one year for Halloween. I'm like, you got to do the segment as the cone.
Yeah.
And you got this cone. You wrote this great dialogue. You told me the dialogue was super funny. You actually went on like Facebook to ask for ideas. You took a great idea from D-Ren.
Yeah.
Came up with a great idea. So I'm super looking forward to this segment. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it to you?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Okay. So did I tell you, though, that I was in the middle of a street in the fucking construction zone doing this? I thought I was going to be in front of a green screen.
That's amazing.
And they're like, oh, no, we're doing this in a construction zone. You dressed as a cone.
That's great.
And I'm like, oh, great. I can't wait.
I think it's great.
The amount of people that would just like drive by and then like have a second look at me and be and then start laughing because they're like, you're in the middle of cones and you're dressed as a cone. That's hilarious. So this is how my segment went. It goes, I'm tired. Still at work. Day 302 in counting. On the corner of Okalaga and P9. Which, guys, this is like a typical Montreal name.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
Anglophonized.
Actually, yeah, and then I go, hey, what? Oh, sorry. Oshalaga and P9? All right, because it's French.
Yeah.
You won't get that joke. Never mind. It's been a good day. Only one person kicked me. I think that's a record. I wonder why your kind is so annoyed by me. I mean, I'm just doing my job. I need to stay here to make sure you are safe. I get it that it's hard to maneuver around me with your machines, but what do you want me to do? I have no legs.
No, of course not.
So, rain or shine, I'll be here. It's not a bad job, really. Sure, the benefits could be better. I do work 24 hours a day, and no overtime? I mean, those walking cones go home at night, and they don't work weekends. Equal rights? Anyone? I miss Connell. He's my boyfriend. He better not be flirting with Connie.
Connie and Connell.
I'm so much prettier than her. I've been told by your kind that if I moved, I would stop traffic. So.
That's a great line.
If ever you see him, tell him I can't wait to see him. You'll recognize him. He's this tall, very sturdy, quiet, the reflective type. So dreamy.
Love it.
Tell him I should be done around 2018. Maybe 2020? Because our construction
That's
sucks?
Fucking great. That's such a good fucking segment.
I'm
going to
be
it.
On TV saying that crap in a cone.
To me, you're the prop chick. That's your shtick. That's your shtick. I fucking love it.
I think it's fucking
I think it was great.
So, yeah.
So well done.
Come December, You'll see him on TV.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. But that's going to be you, man. That's what I think. You got to do like those monologues.
And the whole time I was saying the monologue, the camera guy was laughing and I was like, yay, it's working.
I'm telling you, it's going to work. It's a great idea.
And the guys even told me that at the end, they're like, are you like a stand-up comedian or something? Because your expressions are so funny.
Yeah.
No, but I've thought about it.
There you go, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's great. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be funny.
Okay. So I want to rethink the horn. You're talking about traffic lights?
The horn.
The horn.
Like the car horn?
Yes. Are you a horn abuser? No? You don't honk at people when they're like...
No, but I know you are. We bought you a fucking boat horn on your car back in the day. Literally, that's what he asked for his birthday. Can I have a boat horn? I'm going to put it in my car.
Yeah.
But it didn't work, did it?
No, it did.
It did work?
Yeah, yeah. Freak's uncle installed it.
And it worked?
Yeah, it worked. I had a severed button.
What?
Then the car died like a week later. It was totally
yeah, okay,
like,
that's what it is.
They install it and the car dies and you had to take your car to like pick me up because my car died. Remember at the bar?
Zobi.
Yeah. Zobi had to pick up Alberto.
Yeah.
Yeah, my car was a bisexual male because it had two tailpipes. So we think if it has
Camaro.
Two tailpipes, yeah, it's bisexual for some reason. If it's on the right, it's female. If it's on the left, it's male. And
is
if
that
it has
the rule?
Two, it's. Yeah, I don't know. I made it up. So if it has two, it's bisexual. One left female, right male.
Well, see, for me, it was if it's the hole there that you put the gas.
The gas tank?
The gas tank. If the gas tank is on the right or the left, defines the sex
of
the
really?
Car.
Oh, really? I thought it was the tailpipe
no,
that defined the sex.
No, it's the gas tank.
Listeners, what defines the sex of a car? Normally nothing, but in our minds, I think it's the tailpipe.
Well, like,
she thinks it's the gas tank.
Technically, my car is a male, but I still named her a girl name, but I mean.
Okay.
It's just a gay guy.
What's your current car name?
Aya.
Aya?
Aya.
Aya?
Yeah.
Aya?
Yeah.
Spell it.
Yeah.
What's its origin?
Italian. But yeah, but it's a guy though. So I might have to change it after 5 years.
I'm sure it won't be offended.
Call it like Steven or something.
Sure. I want to rethink the horn.
Why?
Because I find that it's too aggressive. It's
it
a
is
fuck
aggressive.
You.
Yeah. We should
I
have
wanna,
two.
Yes. I want to think different. One's like a friendly, like, thank you beep.
Yeah.
Like, me, nee, 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 whatever. Nee, 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 nee.
No. Okay, we definitely need a horn. You know when you're a red light?
Yeah.
And it turns green?
Yeah.
But you're not mad
no,
that the guy's not going.
Dick.
You don't want to be a
like,
dick.
Fuck you.
Yeah. It always sounds like, bah! Like,
yeah.
Go forward, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You need a horn that just like, goes like, beep, just telling you, don't worry about it, no stress, just,
What I do is that, meh, meh. I do that, meh, meh.
Oh.
The too quick
I can't
beeps.
Do that with my car.
Oh, really?
Because you really have to press hard to for the horn
so it's like a fuck you.
Yeah, so I do.
I can do the meh, meh.
I do, bah! And then put my hand up like, hey, it's okay, you know, like, sorry.
Yeah. I do that, meh, meh.
Oh, okay. I can't do that.
Well.
But we definitely need two horns.
We need two horns. Like a thank you horn.
Yeah.
Like when you let him in, they'll be like, hey, meh, meh. Like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Not like, meh, fuck you, you know?
Or one that goes, thank you.
Yeah.
Merci.
Hey, merci, love.
I completely agree.
Yeah, we need two horns.
Completely agree.
Listeners, do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Two horns. Europe.
For what?
I like to go to Europe.
Europe?
No.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What the fuck
I heard
are you?
You're up.
You're up. You are up.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You're up.
Is that what you said?
Random continent saying Europe.
Random continent saying, why am I so fucking confused?
Do you want a beer?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I'm going to get
beer. Okay, go get a beer. Well, I'm going to talk anyways. I've been listening to more
fuck, I'm out of beer.
Haha.
Shit.
But I wanted one. No, it's fine. I've been listening to a new podcast that I found called My Dad Wrote a Porno. Isn't it fucking hilarious?
So good.
My Dad Wrote a Porno is a dad, literally a father,
a porno.
Of one of the hosts that wrote a erotic literature.
Yeah. We're going to make this a new segment.
What?
Because you have so many good podcasting ideas that you sent me.
What?
Every second or third episode is going to be Charlie podcast recommendation.
Oh, well, no. I don't know.
You have good stuff. Like, My Favorite Murder is great.
My Favorite Murder is so good.
That's what I'm saying. So, this one's going to be my dad wrote a porno.
My Dad Wrote a Porno. Yep. Is so funny.
It is fucking. It's
because
so,
it's
so
literally
odd.
It's a guy, an older gentleman that wrote erotic literature.
Yeah.
And then the son is reading it with his two friends.
And they're shitting on it.
The dad does not know how sex works.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. He's like, and then she took him completely in her mouth and ate the flesh of existence or something like that. And it was like, what? What's happening? Anyways, they're always commenting on it, and I'm like at book two now, and it's so funny.
That's
so
great.
Funny. Because I often listen to a podcast while walking outside.
You start laughing.
You can't listen to that. No, I'm literally listening to it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Like no headphones.
Okay.
But then there's so many mentions of vagina, clitorises, breasts, nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be listening to that out loud.
Yeah.
Or in your car.
Not safe for work, NSFW.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great. I checked it out. I checked the first two episodes.
Oh, no. Keep listening. I'm at book two now.
Wow. Holy shit. Okay. That was great.
It's the best.
Yeah. Check it out. My Dad Wrote a Porno.
And don't worry. It's not sexy at all.
The fact that it's unsexy or it's this old guy's fucking idea of how sex works
and
is
they
hilarious.
Keep saying it too. It's like, your dad just wrote this. Your dad wrote it. And they're like, I know.
Yes.
My Dad Wrote a Porno. Do it. Start from the start, from the beginning.
Yeah, you have to start episode one.
Or else it doesn't work.
No. It's a continuous.
Continuous. What time is it?
42 minutes. So we have an idea of one or two more segments.
If you had $1 million to spend and we're going to die in 7 days, what would you do
with
the money?
Holy shit. Okay. $1 million.
You know you're going to die in 7 days because I will kill you.
Okay.
Like it's happening.
So I know you're going to murder me.
Yeah.
Maybe like a plane ticket to get as far away from you as possible.
No, you can't.
Like you have a button. Okay, so something's attached. So something's attached to my body that you press a button, I shut down.
Yeah, and it's inside your body. Like you would have to die to get it.
Okay. I'm taking every drug possible. I'm trying everything.
No, it's literally like a dynamite stick in your urethra.
No, I'm saying I'm not trying to stop it. I mean, I'm going to take every drug. I'm taking crack, cocaine, taking ecstasy.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna fucking bungee jump off fucking the Andes Mountains and shit.
Speaking of drugs.
Hooker, so many fucking prostitutes, like 40 in a row. I'm gonna try every possible combination of things with people and things on a boat. I'm gonna buy a boat, put one down payment, knowing I can no longer fucking put a down payment.
Okay.
And just sail to the ocean. And just eat shit, fuck, coke, everything. Just everything out of my system. Everything.
You're not leaving anything to your family?
Fuck it, zero.
I'm just cashing out and giving it to my mom.
Fuck
take
that.
Care of it, bye.
No, I'm going on a binge, a 1 week binge, gambling, whores, cocaine. I'm just going all out. They can cash out their RSPs. They're good. I'm fucking going on a fucking crazy binge. Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Done.
That is weird. Speaking of drugs, I listened to a podcast because apparently that's all I do during the
day.
And apparently there's a thing called micro.com. I'm forgetting now what it's called. But basically you're taking acid, but it's like a microdose of acid.
Right.
And apparently it's so micro that you don't really feel it, but you do feel it.
Okay.
Kind of want to try it.
No long-term effects?
No. You basically are tripping for a couple hours, like 6 hours, but just very happy. You don't feel it. It's just you're heightened.
Hmm.
Yeah, I kind of want to try it. I'm not going to lie. Microdose of acid, if anybody knows how to get that.
I kind of want to try it too.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny, tiny square.
Yeah, like nothing.
That you put in a drink of water and you drink the water.
But like, are you seeing hallucinogens?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. It's like you see the colors are brighter type.
Huh.
That's it.
Kind of want to try it.
Okay, let's do it.
live on the podcast.
Microdosing. If anybody knows, hashtag microdosing.
Let us know. Rocky. No, Rocky wouldn't know.
Rocky Flintstone?
No. What?
My dad wrote a porno. That's the dad's name.
Yeah, Rocky Flintstone. Yeah. I don't know if he listens to the show, but Rocky Mountain High might know.
Who?
Rocky Mountain High.
Who's that?
He's a listener.
Hi.
On the network. Hey, Rocky. I don't know if he listens to this show. I think he does.
Listen, tweet me.
Yeah. I think Rocky Mountain High might know. Who else would I know who would do, who I think would do drugs?
Hey.
Not Carp.
I'm in Florida right now.
Hey. So if you're in Florida, tweet at STFU Podcast
if you're in Florida. If you're in Florida.
I don't think Dana Cannon knows.
If you're in Florida, guys, come see me.
Check her out.
Come see what I look like.
If you want a geotag, say hello.
Absolutely.
She's fun. She's not that much of a bitch. She's okay.
Pretty good looking.
Let me see. Well, hold on. Whose number are we talking here? How many beers?
How many beers?
Nah, she's cool.
There's none near you. The closest geocache to you is in the park, the kids' park next to your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's like a book?
A book. There's a Tupperware.
And I just say, hey, it's old school.
Yeah, you could say, hey, it's old school.
TTN at the movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does anybody steal the books and be like dicks?
Sometimes they're dicks, yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Did you hear about that whole Shia LaBeouf thing?
No.
But he did this thing. Speaking of podcasts.
Okay.
I think it's Radiology or Radio something. I'll give you the name of it. I'll find out. But Shia LaBeouf, during the Trump election, put up a flag and did like, he will not divide us.
Okay.
Because of Trump, right? The trolls, the second they see that, they're like, we got to get to this flag and like switch the flag up. If you look at them like they're trolls, they're assholes. But what they did to find this random flag, like wherever the fuck it was ingenious. It was fucking genius. So first they started noticing planes flying overhead. So they start checking like the federal aviation whatever to see when the planes were flying. And they actually tracked down what flight it was at the time and the second it was there. Yeah.
Okay.
So they tracked down the plane. So they know the vicinity where it is. So then they start getting people like driving around and honking. And at the time, so they timed it so that like, okay, we hear you faintly. And they start like, it's fucking crazy.
But why? Was this flag like always online?
It was like a live stream.
Oh.
First they did the planes. Then they mapped out at night. They mapped out the stars, the constellations of the stars, and pinpointed like what region it was in. They then call the people like in that region and they start driving around and honking. And by like the faintness of the honk, they keep, okay, go in this vicinity, and they fucking found the flag, went up, put like a Trump flag up to say like, fuck you, whatever. But it was
about having nothing to do with your
life. I'm telling you, man, this 4chan, holy shit, 4chan.
But that's
like,
crazy.
To me, it's the ingenuity of it is like so awesome. I mean, they totally did not do it for good, but imagine if they did it for good.
Well, you know that there's a community online somewhere. What's it called? Those people that chase down fugitives? Bounty hunters.
Bounty hunters, yeah.
There's people that help bounty hunters.
Fucking amazing. I love
find
that.
Find people, they're like for fun. They don't get paid or anything.
They just do it just for fun.
There's like, we're looking for this fugitive, and they just like track down phone lines, get into systems, call places, and they do it for fun.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
Wasted talent.
No, but I'm saying like the internet could be such a useful tool when people really put themselves. Best example is Amber Alerts on Facebook. I think that is why they didn't do this years ago. Makes no sense to me. You know, there was a local kid who got kidnapped or whatever. A day later, found him, arrested the kid.
Recently, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, two days later.
That should have been fucking day one Amber Alert.
When we got that Amber Alert on the radios. On the radio stations, I was in McDonald's eating an ice cream.
You looking for the guy?
No, I was like just eating ice cream in a McDonald's parking lot. And I heard the Amber Alert and my thought was like, oh my God, there's a kid like in danger right now. And I'm just eating an ice cream in a fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
How horrible am I?
No, but I mean, but if everybody looks at their fucking app, looks around.
They found him a day later or something.
But that's like such a great tool. Everybody's on fucking Facebook. It's the best tool.
True.
Like, they got to use people's fucking time and people will fucking spend two seconds, you know?
True.
I think that's genius. I mean, this is absolutely a waste of time. But, like, if, you know, there was a legitimate cause, we need to find this guy, whatever, the internet, just to use the public for good like that, to use that tool, I think is amazing.
But you need to be interested because we could totally do the opposite too and completely ignore it.
Not give a shit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if like it was a righteous cause and stuff like an Amber Alert, for example, I think is great. So,
okay.
So, my last question for you.
Yeah.
We got a couple. It's 51 minutes in. A this or that. You ready for that? This or that?
Mm.
This or that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather hear the good news first or the bad news?
Bad news.
You're a bad news bear?
Yeah, I'm so fucking pessimistic.
You know, just hear it, let's get it over with, then the good news.
Especially these days that everything's fucking going wrong in my life.
Yeah.
It's fucking just terrible.
Get it over with.
Ugh.
Then give me a high five at the end.
Fucking
give me,
hate
give
it.
Me an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Put me in a McDonald's parking lot.
Ice cream.
Netflix or YouTube? If you had to do one and if the other one...
YouTube.
If you press a button and the other one didn't exist.
YouTube. I don't even have Netflix.
Netflix is such good...
I have Cody. You have Cody as well.
No, but let's just say like if you lose all those Netflix shows...
No, YouTube for sure.
YouTube. It's community based. It's original programming. It's quick 5 minutes sometimes. There's long form videos. How do I tie a tie? How do I wipe my ass?
You know what I'm watching right now?
What are you watching on YouTube right now?
No, on Cody. Will and Grace. So funny.
Yo, 2000 called.
So funny.
Hilarious.
No, you don't understand. So funny. They make fun of so many things, which is like would not be accepted on TV right now. But like they make fun of gays and like work and all kinds of shit that you could not say on TV right now.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's so funny.
So you're...
It's very much our humor.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I might revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of that, it's funny you mentioned that. We'll do our final segue then. Because you seem to be the type who you don't follow what's current. You follow at your own speed.
Yeah.
So you're still watching Friends or whatever. You mentioned Fluffy the other time and Heffy's like...
Yeah, no.
Heffy, she just finds about Fluffy now. It's like fucking years.
Heffy,
you know?
I was going to call you Fluffy. I apologize. Heffy, I don't watch TV. I don't follow trends.
So
I hardly even have a TV.
So she like discovers stuff at like
very,
her own
very
pace.
Late.
You discover stuff at your own pace.
Yeah.
By
accident.
I recently came across a band that I started to like because of a show called Rick and Morty.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cartoon. Huge fan of it. There's a band called...
Be Called.
Be Called.
The band Be Called.
Band Be Called. Blonde Redhead.
Okay.
You're not going to get this, but the people who are fans of Rick and Morty, they do the theme to Evil Morty.
Okay.
So I was like following... Evil Morty. I wanted to play that on YouTube. I like the song by this band called Blonde Redhead. And then I started following all their other songs. And they're this band like 15 years ago. They have 20 fucking 9 albums. And I'm this huge fan of them 15 years later because of the TV show. So my question for you, if you can recall of any bands or whatever that TV shows, you mentioned Will and Grace. Maybe a band that you got into that wasn't cool at the time, but you started to like love it.
That's my entire life. Everything I like and I'm obsessed with is not cool.
It's at your own pace.
Yeah.
It's always different from what's current.
Yeah. Every time there's something that becomes popular, I automatically don't want to... like.
You resist?
I don't resist. I'm just not interested in it anymore. There's so many people out there that are like, oh my God, this is so cool. Just because the rest of the population think it's cool.
Followers, yeah.
So it's like, ugh, annoying. So I never like anything...
It's current.
That's current. Never.
At your own pace.
Yeah. I've been wearing overalls for 20 years, and now all of a sudden they're popular. No. Because it was cool in the 90s.
Because of Friends.
No, because of the rap songs.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing overalls now, and now all of a sudden they came back in style, and I'm like, ugh.
The fanny pack, too. You brought it back.
I brought it back. Yeah, I'm wearing fanny
Charlie
packs.
Brought
Fuck you.
The fanny back.
Fuck you. I'm wearing fanny packs.
Yeah, Mark.
That's if there's anything that describes me, is that.
You're not a trend follower, you're a trendsetter.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Look at you.
I don't even, I don't care.
Fuck it.
Don't care.
Fuck the mass. Fuck them.
Will and Grace, check it out.
Check it out. Brand new show 20 years ago. Brand new. Brand new for you.
Hashtag. No, I've watched it.
You revisit it.
I'm revisiting it.
But now you've enjoyed it in a different light because you're more mature. You have more different things you're interested in.
So good.
Blah, blah, blah.
Jack and Karen are amazing.
There you go.
Will and Grace are not even funny. It's...
The side characters.
Yeah.
On that note, let's close the show. Plugs, final thoughts. Charlie, where can you find us online?
If you want to find us, you could go to stfupodcast.com.
On there,
you can find our YouTube, our iTunes, our Google Play. Thank you. And you could also go and send us an email at thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
Do that.
Feel free to join the conversation. That is never happening on Twitter. DSTFU podcast.
They're called the DSTFU podcast.
Go follow us, guys. Show us that you're actually listening to our podcast because I know that there's a few people that listen to our episode. Yeah, you. You there. Uh-huh.
Say
exactly.
Hi.
You.
Say hi. Don't be shy.
Say hi. Just let us know that you're listening.
And
to our
while you're
voices.
And while you're taking our recommendation to check out Will and Grace, and you're going to order the DVD box set, you might as well do it on Amazon.com.ca or .uk. Because you can get great deals there on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And if you click on our link on stvpodcast.com, you help support the show. It doesn't cost you any more than it would normally. And you say a little thank you for our tough work and editing and blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Help support Charlie because she's starving and she needs to eat.
Exactly. And from Florida, I say hi.
She says hi from Florida. If you want to say hi as well and you want to geotag and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, Drew.
At STFU Podcast, say hello. My name is Mr. Old School and her name is...
Bye, fuck you.
Bye, fuck you.
What?
Really?
What?
Really?